Good morning. Grace and peace be multiplied to each one this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be in the house of God again. Thanks to each one that's here and welcome to the visitors. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. We just thank you for another day of life and health and strength. All the blessings you pour out upon us, we bless your name. Lord, we pray that you would have the preeminence here in our service today, that all that is said, sung, and done will be honoring and glorifying to you. Please let your spirit lead in our hearts and in our voices, Lord. Thank you for all that you're going to do. We thank you most of all for Jesus and sending him to die on the cross for our sins. In his name we pray and ask these things. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. We just got through a week of Bible school here. It was a tremendous blessing and encouragement to be immersed in such sound teaching and fellowship. Always leaves us feeling refreshed, and for the most part, we go on feeling like a new person. But even Bible school isn't all positive. Everything there's some negatives too. People can share about church problems, sin, and things they've been struggling with in their life. And perhaps you observe your friend's relationship with Christ either in a better or a worse place than it was last year. There's always change happening. Some good, some bad. It's not always easy to know how to deal with it or to respond to it. And you think, how can we be more consistent? This can apply in other areas of our life as well. Our government's very evil and corrupt. And it's easy to get fired up about that. We discussed voting in Bible school. We had a question, iron sharpens iron question, about why we shouldn't vote or what our answer to that would be. And it's an interesting study if you haven't looked into it before. But maybe it's just right here in church. Maybe you have a doctrinal disagreement with a brother or sister. Maybe you have a friend that seems to be deceived and is leaving the right way and is going the wrong way, and you don't know how to deal with that change or to draw them back to the right way. Anyway, it's very easy to get fired up about things we disagree with and don't like. Or things that we know are just plain wrong. We can agree on something that's wrong, and we just can dwell on that. But the title for this devotion is Overcome Evil with Good. And if you want to turn to Romans chapter 12, the verse here, key verse, is verse 21. Actually, from verse 9 to 21 is kind of the whole gist there is to overcome evil with good, but that I find it interesting that the last verse is, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Feel free to read over this chapter. It's very edifying. So the thought here is not just avoid evil or be against it, but the key here is to be overflowing with good, and you'll notice that as your life is overflowing with good and we truly get on fire for good things, that the bad things will be less of a issue and our life will maybe become less defensive and more of a light, an example, if we focus on good things. So I have a couple questions here that I ask myself. Do I tend to talk about things that frustrate and irritate me more than the things that inspire and uplift me and others? And two, do people around me know me for the hope that dwells in me or the problems that I face and bother me? And number three, am I more excited about what I am against or what I am for? I have a list of verses I'd like to look at. You can turn to them or not turn to them or just write them down, whatever. Philippians 4:8. If you want to turn there. Philippians 4, verse 8. It's somewhere in there. Okay, here it is. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This verse tells us directly to think about good things. Are the evils of our government and the corruptness there, are they good things? Not really. It might unite us on something that's wrong, but it's not good things. Romans 12 again, verse 9. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Abhor means to hate or regard with disgust. But don't forget to cling tightly and love the good things. Matthew 5:14 through 16. Matthew 5:14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, light will never be overcome by darkness. Darkness can't overcome light. I don't know if you ever thought of that, but darkness will never overcome light unless the light fades out or there's not light there in the first place. So remember to let your light shine, and it won't be put out. Galatians 5:22 through 26. Galatians 5:22 through 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are the things we should be talking about and get excited about. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. Chase good, pursue it, and don't just avoid wrong, but chase good. Ephesians 5:8 through 10. Ephesians 5:8 through 10. For we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So I skipped a verse, Psalm 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. There's two steps. It's first leaving evil and turning away from it, and then running and doing good. And then for Ephesians 5:8 through 10, we're not just against the darkness. We are the light in the world. Colossians 3:12 through 14. So many verses like this in the Bible where it talks about maybe a sin and then it gives you something else that you need to be doing, not just not doing the sin. It says, therefore put on therefore kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. And further down it says, and above all these things, put on charity. These are the things we're supposed to put on. A couple more verses, Hebrews 10, verse 24. Hebrews 10, 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Be someone who encourages good and right in others. And that will inspire people. And by your life, it'll inspire people to glorify God. Micah 6:8, we're all very familiar with that verse. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So what is the summary of the whole matter? Let's go back to change a little bit. We were talking about change earlier. Get changing in the right direction, and you'll be an incredible influence against change in the wrong direction. We could simplify that even more and say, get changing to stop change. And that's a good change. May God be glorified. I pray that that is what each of us wants to do. May God bless you.